Welcome to the Online Writing Insider, a podcast designed to give you an edge in the world of written online content. The Online Writing Insider is hosted by HubPages.com, an online writing community where everyday experts publish, share, and earn from their online articles. Hello, everyone. I'm Simone Smith, and I'm sitting next to Robin Edmondson, and today we are going to just do social media 101.
Yeah.
Because it's not enough just to be an online writer writing somewhere on, say, a blog or on just Hub Pages. I mean, if you want to get the word out, it helps to be, to exist elsewhere. Yep. Just like if you were a writer back in the olden days, you couldn't just write in your home and hope that people would read your work. You have to be, you know, it even helps if you go to the store and tell people, like, yeah, I'm writing a book right now, or... Mm-hmm. Even better yet, if you go to university or you talk with people at bookstores, I guess.
Absolutely.
So this is the same thing, having social media profiles and occasionally sharing your work on them. But that is the key.
That is the key.
It's the occasional thing.
Yes.
So on Hub Pages and on pretty much every major blogging site or publishing platform, content platform, videos, whatever, you will have options to share things at least on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Google+. And by options, I mean there are buttons that make it super easy, but of course you can always take the URL of something and cut and paste it onto any one of these social media sharing sites. Additionally, many sites offer quick, convenient buttons for sharing things that you think you should share on Dig, Reddit, StumbleUpon, and MySpace, and there are even more options. So, suffice it to say, you have many ways that you can share things online. But sometimes people overshare, don't they, Robin?
Yes, they do. You know, I tend to only share when I know it's going to be useful to the people who are on that community. So my friends on Facebook, I only share things that I think they would find useful or interesting. And I tend to share also not my own stuff, but other things. And that's a key.
Yeah.
That's a key thing, is to not be sharing just your own stuff. I think it just looks a little bit spammy when you tend to do that.
It really does.
Yeah.
And even if you're a person, not a writer, just only sharing things about himself or herself, it's no one wants to be friends with that person. Yep. It's even worse if it's promoting your writing or a product or a business. That just makes you less than an annoying human, which is like it's the worst. It's online suicide.
Yes.
It really, it's aside from being a troll, and sometimes trolls, which are people who insult other people online, I guess is the easiest explanation. Even they have personalities. Even they have entertainment value.
Yep.
But people who just mindlessly promote things are seen as pretty low. So avoid that. Do not do that.
Yes.
So which is to say, do not share just for the sake of sharing. Do not share automatically. There are many publishing platforms that are tools that you can get out there that as soon as you publish something, it automatically just drops a link into your Facebook page or onto Twitter.
Hub Pages does that too. When you publish a hub, it says, do you want to share this?
Don't always hit share. Yeah. Not a good idea.
If it is relevant,
we'd love you to share.
Share. And if you're an active participant in that community,
it's much more interesting to talk on
Twitter. For example, I'm not on Dig. I don't really go on Dig very much.
Yeah.
I have a Dig account, so I don't share my hubs on Dig.
Yeah.
Nobody knows me on Dig.
Yeah.
When I share on Twitter or I share on Facebook, because those are the social media platforms
that I use.
Them.
Yeah.
So it makes sense to share in those places. So make sure you're making the site a better place by sharing your work and making providing your followers with something interesting that they would want to know about.
Yeah. Well, and I think the key is, especially for sites like Facebook and Twitter, to not only share links to articles, both your own and those by other people, or videos or other things by other people that you think are interesting, but also to talk on the site. So instead of every tweet, for example, that you post to have a link attached, sometimes just say something amusing and witty and interesting. Or sometimes just talk to other people using the @ thing, or using, you can do that on Facebook too. Like, you know, actually be a person instead of just a link dropper. which I think is highly favorable because link droppers are kind of one-trick ponies.
Yes.
Yeah, so in addition to using Facebook or Facebook or
Twitter.
In addition to using Facebook or Twitter, yes, on to share your writing and to get the word out and get mm-hmm. people interested in your writing, you could do things that are pretty much foolproof when it comes to the risk of being a spammer, mm-hmm. which is to say, if you have a friend who maybe asked a question and then you created an article about, you know, answering their questions, email it to that friend, as of course you will anyway. Your friend can do the sharing for you because your friend is probably going to be really excited
about...
That's
even better.
Yeah, and then have other people do the sharing for you. I just, mm-hmm. I think that's a really great way to go. So if someone asks a question and you take a lot of time to write something in response, send it just to one person. Or if there's, you know, an article that you've written that you think one person would really like, you can also send that to them, even if they didn't ask for it, because they're more likely to want to do the evangelizing for you. And when it comes to getting people to truly believe that you're a good writer and worth reading, it's better if they don't hear it from you.
Yes.
It's better if they hear it from someone
yes.
else, which
credibility
is common
there.
Sense. But yeah. at the same time, most hubbers that I see making mistakes only share their own work. And there are a lot of, many of them have a lot of fans,
mm-hmm.
but they're not letting the fans do the sharing. So just keep that in mind. So, as a review, Robin, what are the best practices? Sharing?
Share only in on social media sites where you're an active participant.
Mm.
Make sure that you share other things other than your own hubs.
Mm.
Get your followers to share some of your hubs. Write hubs that you think other people will share. That's always a great way to go. And post original content that's relevant, and people will eventually share that content, probably. So
it's simple,
yeah.
but it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
And I think if you're about to share something, you should always ask yourself that this one litmus test question: am I just doing this to either get traffic or to promote myself?
And if the answer is yes,
don't share.
Don't share.
So that's pretty straightforward.
Yep.
We hope that aside from dissuading you to do bad sharing, we've encouraged you to do good sharing because it's important to get your work out there. You probably have some great writing or other content, and we'd love you to become known and successful. We just want you to do it in a way that actually works
yep.
instead of that makes people angry. So have fun sharing things with other people.